Sunday, January 23rd, and these are our combined morning prayers. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We'll begin with the morning offering. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you all my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all my associates, and for the general intention recommended this month by the Holy Father. Amen. And now in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And now Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And a glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A prayer to our guardian angel. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love entrust me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. A prayer to Saint Michael. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In a simple prayer, Lord, help me to remember today that nothing can happen to me that you and I together can't handle. Amen. An act of contrition. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because of thy just punishment. But most of all for having offended thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love, I firmly resolve with the help of thy grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Amen. And a prayer to Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, you are the chaste and loving spouse of the Virgin Mary, the foster father of Jesus, the protector and provider of the Holy Family and all families. We have complete confidence in your loving care for new life and in your fidelity to the family. We commend our efforts to your prayers and protection. Help us always to defend the gift of human life, that it may grow to the abundance of eternal life, promised and bestowed on us by your Son, our brother Jesus Christ. And Saint Joseph, we pray for a happy death. Amen. And now our daily consecration prayer. To Jesus, through the Blessed Mother. Prayer composed by St. Maximian Kolbe and recited daily when he was alive by Pope St. John Paul the Great. Immaculate Conception, Mary, my Mother, live in me, act in me, speak in and through me, think your thoughts in my mind, love through my heart, give me your dispositions and feelings, teach, lead, and guide me to Jesus, correct, enlighten, and expand my thoughts and behavior, possess my soul, take over my entire personality and life, replace it with yourself. Incline me to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in me and through me. Let me live in you and keep me in this union always. Amen. A prayer from St. John Cardinal Henry Newman. Oh my God, you know infinitely better than I how little I love you. I would not love you at all except for your grace. It is your grace that has opened the eyes of my mind and enabled them to see your glory. It is your grace that has touched my heart and brought upon it the influence of what is so wonderfully beautiful and fair. O my God, whatever is nearer to me than you, things of this earth and things more naturally pleasing to me, will be sure to interrupt the sight of you, unless your grace interferes. Keep my eyes, my ears, my heart from any such miserable tyranny. Break my bonds, raise my heart. Keep my whole being fixed on you. Let me never lose sight of you, and while I gaze on you, let my love of you grow more and more every day. Amen. A prayer for souls in purgatory. Tradition holds that Jesus told St. Gertrude that 1,000 souls would be released from purgatory every time this prayer was said. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the Masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. And now, prayer for the Holy Father. Almighty and everlasting God, have mercy on thy servant Pope Francis, our Supreme Pontiff, and direct him according to thy loving kindness in the way of eternal salvation, that of thy gift he may ever desire that which is pleasing unto thee, and may accomplish it with all his might through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May the good Lord bless you and the ones you love today and always. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, I trust in you.